You're listening to SBS News.
Colourful celebrations are underway in Cambodia as the country marks 40 years since the end of one of its darkest chapters. Thousands gathered on the streets of Phnom Penh to take part in a ceremony led by Prime Minister Hun Sen, commemorating the downfall of the Khmer Rouge. It's in stark contrast to the ghost town that the capital became during Pol Pot's reign. After 4 years of brutal rule, on the 7th of January 1979, Vietnamese tanks rolled into Phnom Penh and toppled his genocidal regime. It marked the end of an era that saw almost a quarter of the population killed. Siem Eng survived the brutality and moved to Australia in 1983, aged 27, but she says she lost most of her family.
My son died, and a lot of my family died. Yeah, my brother, my sister.
Most of the estimated 2 million people killed died from starvation, torture, or disease in labour camps. Others were slaughtered during mass executions, and some simply because they wore glasses or looked educated. For Cambodian Australians who survived the brutality, like Nat Ng, the legacy of the Pol Pot era is seared into their memories, and the pain is still raw 4 decades on.
I got a very bad nightmare, and the celebration of the 7th January 1979, or anniversary of the 7th January, it's like a stab in the chest.
The 7th of January has long polarised Cambodians. Some, including many in the Australian community, like Chia Chang Tong, see it not as a day of liberation, but rather invasion, because the Khmer Rouge was toppled by neighbouring Vietnam.
Most Cambodians consider the 7th January as the invasion day that Vietnamese came to Cambodia.
Many from the Melbourne Cambodian community rallied in the lead up to the date to protest the celebrations. Most of the rally are critics of Hun Sen. Mr. Chang Tong, who participated in the rally, agrees the nation has come a long way under his rule, but says the Prime Minister is leading an increasingly authoritarian regime, particularly since the dissolution of the opposition party ahead of last year's general election.
One side, I can see that because of the living standard and the development of the society, they can look all the big building and infrastructures, etc. We are still under the shadow of Vietnam and China.
Vietnamese forces occupied Cambodia until 1989 and appointed Hun Sen during that time. Some see him as a puppet of the Vietnamese government, but many who turned out for the 7th of January celebrations are grateful for the role he played in ending the reign of terror led by the Khmer Rouge. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.